Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This week's episode of the Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, 24/7 Moving. Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and today the force is strong with us because we're talking all about the animated shorts, Tales of the Jedi. And who better to do that with us than our special correspondent, Shireen. Welcome back, friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love talking about Star Wars, all things Star Wars forever and always for the rest of my life.
This is your time, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
We are a month out from full-on Star Wars season. We're talking Paley Fest, the Mandalorian panel at Paley Fest. We've got Mandalorian that airs on March 1st, and then Ahsoka, which airs on March 12th, let alone Star Wars Celebration.
I know. And Bad Batch is happening. We got something to hold us over. I'm like, right? It's a good year to be a Star Wars fan.
It really is. And you are my expert. You are my resident Star Wars expert. There are tons of things that just never crossed my mind when I was watching these animated shorts. It filled in gaps I didn't know needed to be filled. And you were like, you have to watch this. And I was like, okay, sounds great. Let's go watch it. Star Wars stuff, twist my arm.
I mean, that's why I love this style of animation. And I live for the in-betweens of Star Wars. Like, I need to know what's going on outside of, you know, the films that we saw and stuff. So this fulfills everything. I just need more.
Well, to back up a little bit, we have a dear friend of ours, aka China, was the real MVP and scored some Mandalorian Paley Fest tickets. She was in the queue on Twitter trying to get a hold of Paley Fest because the queue was ridiculous. Paley Fest members were like, it says it's sold out, but I'm still in the queue. How do I make this work? And the top tier members got the floor. I have no idea where we're sitting, but we're gonna be there.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't care, man. I'm there. We get to hear from the creators themselves. And I would love to see Pedro Pascal casually. I know. It casually reads my mind. Yeah, honestly, thank God for China. And I cannot wait. This is going to be, I mean, I'm going to rep everything. I'm going to wear everything Mandalorian I have.
Oh, you absolutely should. And it's going to be at the Dolby Theater, which is where they hold the Oscars.
Honestly?
Yes.
Wait, you have to take a picture of me for my future so I can manifest.
Yes. Yes.
I'll just wear a gown. Never mind. I'm wearing a full gown.
We'll go full red carpet and just be in bleachers. Yes.
You know what? Why not? Maybe we'll get noticed and then they'll want to interview us on a panel.
Right. We're from the Fangirls Podcast.
Yeah, you don't understand. We know stuff. You know?
Well, Star Wars bound and gowns.
Oh, nice.
Is that the dress code that we should?
I mean, we stand out for sure. We would look baller. And then Pedro Pascal would get down on one knee and ask me to marry him. I see it. You know, you just got to say it out loud and things happen, you know?
Yes. We're going to have a conference call with China and bring her in on this conversation later on.
Exactly.
And say, all right, dress code. Kind of like what we used to do for PhotoPass for lead night.
Yeah. And like, it worked. Flannel. People loved it. People watched it. And they were like, wow, that's a good idea. We're like, we're just trendsetters. What can we say?
This is what actually happened, folks. During our lead nights, Disneyland Resort would all celebrate their leads. And I want to say it was China who was like, okay, what are we going as?
Yeah,
what are we dressing? We What's dress code? Let's match. Let's stand out. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, flannel? Are we doing baseball tees? What are we doing? People need to know who we are. And sure enough, everyone knew who PhotoPass was.
Yeah. And characters. We got the characters to do it too. It was really fun.
Well, what were your initial thoughts on Tales of the Jedi?
I mean, it was a perfect liaison between all these shows. Like, it's really what we needed to like carry over.
For someone who hasn't watched The Bad Batch or Clone Wars, this was like the perfect segue into these animated shorts with this style of animation. If you have a short attention span like myself, this is super bingeable. They're 15 to 17 minutes long. You can get through it super fast and you want more by the last episode. And there's only six.
I know. I was so sad. I'm like, give me 30 episodes now, you know, right. Like a normal season of Clone Wars or something. Yeah, I mean, the animation style one, I've loved it. That's where we met Ahsoka and met all these like cool characters and got to dive deeper. So that was like check number one. Okay, we learned about Yaddle. No one knew anything about her. And that was cool. And I've seen theories on like, what if Yoda went instead of Yaddle? Like, how would that have played out and all this? And I'm like, yo, that's some deep stuff for a kid's show.
It is.
But it's not for the kids. Like, this is for the adults that grew up with. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the disclaimer that Disney needs to put on this show.
Exactly.
Well, I'm ready for some casting. Are you ready for some casting?
Always.
So this is a star-studded cast, folks, as any Star Wars production is. We have Corey Burton as Dooku. Yeah. Ashley Eckstein as Ahsoka Tano. Ian McDiarmid as Darth Sidious. Matt Lanter as Anakin Skywalker. Phil LaMarr as Bail Organa. Terrence Carson as Mace Windu, James Arnold Taylor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, Liam Neeson as Qui-Gon Jinn, and Bryce Dallas Howard as Yaddle.
Wait.
Yes.
I didn't know Bryce Dallas Howard was Yaddle.
It was bugging me, and I was like, I know this voice.
No way.
And I was like, why do I want to say dinosaurs? And I was like, but no, she's not a dinosaur. Yaddle is not a dinosaur. Why do I think I'm conditioned to think dinosaurs with Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
But she was phenomenal. And she's part of the Jurassic Park fandom. And now she's part of the Star Wars fandom. Like, get it? Bryce Dallas Howard. I'm ready to spill some tea. Are you ready to spill some tea?
Heck yeah.
All right.
This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched Tales of the Jedi on Disney Plus, stop what you're doing and go watch it, because we're about to spoil it for you.
All right, serious question time. This is the tough one, because it took me a minute to actually figure this out. Who's your favorite character?
I mean, you know, I might be biased.
A little bit.
I am biased. it's Ahsoka.
Yes.
Because of Ashley alone. And also, like, her character arcs are amazing and the emotion is amazing. I don't think at the time I understood how big of a deal her character was, because I didn't watch Clone Wars until like after I knew her.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, she's the voice of some Star Wars, whatever, blah, 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 back in like 2015. And I didn't like think it through. I was just like, cool, like, what do you want to do with this collection? General like work stuff. I'm like, okay, like, yeah, let's do this and that, whatever you want. Like, we'll make this her universe like amazing. And that's what, you know, we did. So she kind of introduced me to Ahsoka herself.
Okay.
Just by being her.
So now that you've watched Rosario Dawson and actively worked with Ashley Eckstein, who do you hear more or less when Ahsoka comes into play? Do you hear Rosario Dawson's character, or do you hear Ashley?
No, it's going to be Ashley forever. Okay. And I think a lot of fans feel that. Like, I love and respect Rosario Dawson's
absolutely
acting. She's done an amazing job bringing her Ahsoka to life in live action, but I mean, Ashley's so connected to Ahsoka. Like, everything I see, all the cartoons, like, I have all my fandom stuff on my wall right now. And you just look and it's like, that is Ashley's face in Ahsoka. It just is. I don't know. Yes. It's like so hardwired, and it will be, because that character was like the only unique one. Everyone else was copying a voice except Bryce Dallas Howard, because Yaddle didn't speak. They both do a great job, but Ashley's, you know, ride or die.
All right. I also was giving it to Ahsoka, and her character in the finale is what's hyping me up more for the Ahsoka spinoff show. So thank you for your service, Ashley. I commend you for all your hard work. You've done your job. You've pumped me up on the Ahsoka spinoff. You've just done your job. I appreciate your hard work. So.
And the other day was Ahsoka Tano Day, the day that Ahsoka came to screen for the first time, January 29th. And everyone was celebrating, and Ashley went live and posted about it. And she went to Hollywood Studios at Disney the other night.
All right. Well, cheers to Ahsoka. All right. Well, what was your favorite episode?
Oh, gosh. It's hard, you know, because I really liked the main one. I think it's called Justice. When Count Dooku, like, realizes this is all messed up. Like, the Jedi Order, like, everything's wild. And he lost Qui-Gon, and, like, that whole moment with Yoda, and he didn't even want to go. And all this, it was very emotional, but also, like, you kind of understand where he came from mm-hmm. in that regard. And, like, how he didn't really mean to be a Sith Lord.
Yes.
It just like happened. And you're like, okay, now like you get it. Like that's so relatable as a human. Can you believe how relatable that episode was? Not
yes.
like the, not the killing, but the right. just the general like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was.
I'm the bad guy? What?
Yeah, exactly. I was just trying to make things better based off of what I had seen and what I know. And that was a good one.
I was here for it for Resolve, episode 6.
Classic.
Right? I don't know. I just hadn't seen enough Ahsoka. And this is when she was really coming into her own and she took out Darth Sidious. I was about it. Give me all the Ahsoka everything. Which Jedi do you want fighting by your side?
Oh, no. That's hard.
That's like picking your favorite kid?
Yeah, truly, because I just said Ahsoka and I'm obsessed with her and I love her and she would keep me alive. But I think fighting beside, it would be really fun to fight beside Anakin.
Okay.
Because he's so unhinged. It's like killing things. And like, it'd just be a fun banter. He'd probably have my back.
As long as you went to the dark side.
And I probably would.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Mace Windu.
Oh,
yeah. I feel so safe around, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson, but you give that man a lightsaber and I feel protected. Like this man could run a country, let alone lead the Jedi. I would take that man anywhere and everywhere to any Jedi fight.
He'd get it quick, like done.
He'd get the job done. Yeah, absolutely.
In and out.
Do we think there's going to be a season 2?
I think with the hype of this show, there has to be.
Right?
Because this is getting more acclaim than Bad Batch right now. There was one YouTuber that really wants a Tales of the Sith.
Oh,
right?
That would be good.
Like a version of all the Sith, their backstories and how it happened. And what if Anakin didn't go to the dark side? Like stuff like that. Even like a what if, like they did with,
with Marvel.
Like, how badass would that be?
That would be so good.
There's so much stuff they could do with, like, the legend stories, too. And that could be mind-blowing. I do think they're going to do a season 2. There's no way they wouldn't.
Yeah, they've done such a good job putting Easter eggs and spinoff stories. And I didn't know Ahsoka was friends with Padme. And I want to see that friendship.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see it deeper, like, them having lunch one day and just talking about stuff. You don't
Annie hit on me today.
Yeah, right? It's like, what do I do? You know, your master's getting crazy. You know?
Right.
Yeah, they got to do. I mean, I can't imagine they wouldn't want to monopolize on the success of that.
If and when they do renew it, we will be here to report all about it. And
of course.
Oh, yes. That being said, friend, it has been so much fun. Thank you.
It always is.
Yes. And next time we see each other, like in person, we're going to be at the Dolby Theater. We're going to be fangirling over the cast of Mandalorian and or the creators of Mandalorian. We're going to be bounding in our best Star Wars gear. Make it Hollywood, make it glam. Because it's where they hold the Oscars. And it's going to be so much fun.
Manifest my future, you know, and it's going to be amazing. Wow, I still can't believe that's happening. But yeah, thank you for having me. May the Force be with you always.
And also with you, my friend. And now it is time for the Spotlight of the Week.
Looking to move? 24/7 Moving is a full-service moving company based in LA. At 24/7 Moving, they understand moving can be overwhelming sometimes, and they see this as their responsibility to alleviate the pressure and stress. Their professional team provides fun, friendly, and secure local and long-distance services throughout the U.S. Their highly skilled and well-trained team has combined experience of over 3,000 moves, including commercial and residential. They deliver smooth and stress-free moving and packing services at affordable prices. I've personally used 24/7 Moving and have never been so impressed with a team of movers in my life. They weren't just fast and efficient, they were affordable, and the guest service was unmatched to anything I've ever worked with before. For more information, visit them online at 247moving.com. Looking to donate some of your old books to a good home? Look no further than your local Little Free Library. Little Free Library is a nonprofit organization based out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Their mission is to be a catalyst for building community, inspiring readers, and expanding book access for all through a global network of volunteer-led Little Free Libraries. For more information on Little Free Library, head on over to the link in our show notes. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. Our 100th episode of the Fangirls Podcast is right around the corner, and in true Fangirls Podcast fashion, We're keeping it 100 with a week-long celebration. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the fun fandom festivities, and be sure to tune in every Wednesday for a new episode of the Fangirls Podcast. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Star Wars, Disney, Disney Plus, Disneyland Resort, any of the cast of Tales of the Jedi, or anyone else that we mentioned today in today's episode. We're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.